Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only. Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once again, your song of the day from 1980, Driving My Life Away by Eddie Rabbit. 464-568-51 is bad. 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
Kick things off here, Billy boy.
What's that? Okay, Stevie.
That might have to be one a cut question. Somewhere.
Kick things off here, Billy boy.
One thing I have to have the breakers follow up. I'll do some research for us. What is Eddie Rabbit's original name?
I'll find it.
I want to know what it is. He settled on Rabbit. What do you want to go with? I don't know.
Rabbit.
Go Rabbit. That's what I want to go with. I want to go Rabbit.
Okay. His birth name was Edward Thomas Rabbit.
Oh, so his name is Rabbit.
His last name is Rabbit.
Don't hear that very often.
Don't hear that very often. Because right, we even said, no way it's Rabbit.
Edward
no way.
Thomas no Rabbit.
Way. You never Eddie hear Rabbit. That.
Now I love him even more.
Yeah. Wow.
What's his last name?
What a hard pounding driving song. If you're just driving and that's honestly, you want to be by yourself. I want to hear that song by myself.
I always want to be by yourself.
I do. I like to people
noticing a trend.
Struggle
here,
with people. I like to drive by myself like that. But if that was playing, I'm like, I mean, I am toe tapping.
Oh yeah.
I mean, the speed's up.
I feel good.
I feel good. I knew every word.
What year was that again, Jake?
1980.
Which is what, Steve?
Better times.
1980.
Way better times.
Oh, that song is tremendous, Jake. That's a 9222. Ooh,
yeah,
tremendous. Thank you.
It is really
His real name
good.
Is Rabbit, too.
Hi, that song never gets old.
No.
What a beautiful, good choice.
Was never overplayed, Steve.
Not really.
Was not overplayed. Played just the right amount. Thank you for all the disc jockeys out there.
Yeah, well, you're right, though. Yes. When you're driving and that comes
ruined
on,
the song.
Yeah. Turn it up.
That's a turn up right away. Yeah.
Well done by Eddie. I mean, he really hammered it. He didn't have a lot of songs.
No, we couldn't get to 28.
He has Love a Rainy Night as well.
Yeah. Oh, another great one, though.
That's a good song.
And I love a rainy
night. It's pretty good. It's not as good as that one. Step by Step.
Yeah.
Kind of more of a ballad. That's it, pretty much.
Well, but you know what?
That's the end of Eddie Rabbit.
He had three, and I would see him at the Pinewood Bowl. Yeah, that's gonna be our new way to maybe rate people. Would you see him at the Pinewood Bowl?
He did sing Every Which Way But Loose, which is a sappy song. This song's by far his best. By far.
Was that the Clint Eastwood movie?
I think so. Yeah, and it's a kind of a sappy ballad song. Okay, good job. Yeah, right in the same realm as Bill. I don't want to go over him because I look like I'm trying to upstage. So I'll just go 9.15.
9.15. Yeah. Both in the nines.
I'm going to say
Rudy.
That Rudy has not heard the song ever. I'm going to say, and I think he's going to think it's a 7.7.
An enjoyable 6.7, says Rudy.
Enjoyable. Yeah.
6. Commentary. 7.
Rudy, had you ever heard it?
No, not
the
surprised.
The commentary
about that.
Is the most we've heard from Rudy in the last 4 weeks.
Enjoyable.
God, you're depressed. I mean, I feel sort of bad for the
generation. Today's youth.
Yeah,
imagine not growing up and not knowing what that song was,
or what was the song Schaefer did? No Convoy.
Convoy. Never heard of Convoy. Imagine not knowing
C.W. McCall.
That's deprivation. They're deprived. I feel badly.
Some ratings before we get to Bill's thrills from YouTube. Troy 7.1, Chris 6.3, Casey 7.3, East Lincoln West 9.2.
Nice.
Marcus 7.5, Active Duty Huster 5.5, Genghis in Hondo, Texas 7.5,
Genghis
Albert 7,
Hondo, Texas.
Text line. Eddie Rabbit from Eric, 6.5. Lyle in Omaha, 8.5. Who in Columbus? 7!
Oh, I knew it. I knew it. That's just knew we were dialed
seven
in.
7 from Bird?
I feel it.
Hi.
Sandmaster in KC, 3.1. Jake and Hickman, 4.8. Mike and Dalton, 8.85. Chris, the well driller, 8.2. Well done.
The Bill well driller.
Never seen that one before. Bill and Bennett. Maybe that's Bill the Breaker.
I
right
drilled
there.
Wells for a summer.
Did you seriously?
Yeah.
When you've you start concrete and wells.
When you start drilling a well, you can't stop until it's done. It's not like, well, just meet you guys back here tomorrow. No. Sometimes you might go like through the night. It's a true story.
Whoa.
Well driller, chime in.
Shamia, 4. Sean in Omaha, 6.8. Houston, 2.
Huh. Interesting. Wow.
Go back to bed, Houston. Wake up again.
Houston.
Joel in Wisconsin. I just turned up the radio for that song. 8.2. Great Monday morning song.
Thank you.
It is.
Joe in Boulder, 7. Gavin in Pender, 8.2. Jennifer, 8. Hubby, 5.5.
Surprised difference in the household. Hubby, huh? Jennifer, thank you. What would Hubby push back on? Huh.
Hubby.
Interesting.
Travis and Ankeny, 7.5. Wet blankets is better times, 8.
The blanket comes in positive.
That's
how odd. About that?
That's very strange. And by the way, regarding your well commentary, someone says 100% correct. That's from you. That is from Chris, the well driller. Says yes. You are 100% correct.
Did so, wells.
So you start early in the day?
What's it? Oh, yeah. Start early in the day like that, and you're putting it down on the ground. And it's like I said, you just keep rolling until you get it.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Did that when I was when I was coaching football at Kearney State College.
God.
In the summers, I went and drilled wells.
You've had some. Really
has some life experience, hasn't he?
Yeah, a lot of different kind of jobs, yeah. Including working at the American Legion.
That's right.
Serving Manhattan's to Melmains.
Song of the day again, Driving My Life Away by Eddie Rabbit from 1980. It's time for a Monday edition of Bill's Thrills. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah, is it going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach, but to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
Bill's Thrills sponsored by Dinert Contracting.
Randy!
Remodels. They do all of them. Kitchen, bathroom, whole house remodels. They do additions, basement finishes, and custom new homes. If you're in the market for that or have curiosity, please call or text Randy at 402-417-5204, Dinert Contracting.
Jake, is it possible to go breaking news?
One second here. Well, hang on a second.
Present it as such, please.
This one's on me.
Go ahead, Bill.
Thank you. Breaking news coming in from Randy Dinert. Like that, 10% off all decks. 10% off all decks. He's willing to work with you.
That gets your attention.
Well, he knows what the heat can do to you. He knows that this is going to beat you down a little bit, and he goes, I got to pick some people up around here, around Lincoln, and around the entire southeast area of Nebraska. He's doing a 10% discount on decks. So he's willing to sit down with you, meet, have a conversation, come out to the house, free consultation, and 10% off all decks.
God.
So that's a pretty good deal. So how can you get a hold of him again? Was there a phone number?
Yeah, 402-417-5204.
Thank you.
Hayden, what can the heat do to you?
It can beat you down. I'm telling you, it make you make bad decisions. What it does. You have bad decisions written all over it.
It does.
It does. And it didn't cool down either. It got down to like 80 at night.
It did.
Yeah.
I totally agree. Yeah. It's crazy.
But it would have been the same weather that you would immediately went for back in the day, like in fifth grade or whatever, of staying overnight in a tent and riding your bike around town at 3 in the morning.
Better times.
Better times.
100. Much better. Okay, what do you got, Bill's Thrills?
We're doing Bill's Thrills now?
It is time for Bill's Thrills.
I got it right here.
Want to interject?
That's the flip.
Can I interject?
That's the flip right there.
Are you guys through? Take the loss, yet still feel boss. Take the loss, yet still feel boss. The combination, which guys think about this, the combination defines rivalries. And more, the combination of losses. Your team wins, rival teams win. How do you feel? Your team wins, rival teams win. Both your teams have won. Your team, rival team, both lose. Is there still joy? Is there still some happiness of, okay, my team lost, but so did them.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits. There's no insurance needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/earlybreak. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only. Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
So did they. So I get a little bit out of it. Both wins, kind of like a push-push. We kind of ignore the other team. Both lose. Xanadu, your team wins. Said rival team loses. How excited is that perfect weekend? You know what it's like on social media if Ohio State loses and Michigan wins vice versa? It goes nuts.
Yeah.
It goes nuts.
I can only imagine.
And you have the death blow. Your team loses, said rival wins.
Bad
so
team.
You're going to take the loss, and then it's going to go on and on and on. I bring this up.
Yeah, why do you bring this up?
Well, it's kind of like it defines rivalries again, to see what your mode is, who your team is. So I go back to, say it's like fourth, fifth, sixth grade, whatever. But I'd get off the bus, and Doug Blair was the Washington Redskins. I was Houston Oilers. If the Oilers lost and Redskins won, he would meet me at the bus.
Yeah, great.
He would meet me at the bus, and he would follow me down the hallway
doing,
"Hail to the Redskins." He would sing it right behind me.
Oh, God.
And I'd want to not go to school. I'd tell my mom, I'd go, don't.
I'm sick today,
Mom. Do not make me go to school. I can't take it. She's like, Doug will be there on Tuesday if you don't go Monday. And then
that's good feedback. That's good parent.
She handled it.
It's going to be there Wednesday.
Now, I would have topped him with being – with my Love You Blue right behind him if it went the other way.
Oh, I'm sure you have a propensity to be obnoxious.
If both, absolutely. If both won, both lost,
we could I've seen it.
We could almost work as one then. We kind of teamed up like, I know that's a tough weekend. And we kind of go back and forth. But if it was the other way, so think about that. Say it's Nebraska. Iowa wins, Nebraska loses. Oh, bad day.
Yep.
You flip that thing.
Do you live in Council Bluffs?
How's it go? How's that bad day go? Jake, who's your team with with the Dolphins, who's the team you go, okay, Dolphins lost, but
anybody in the East, Bills, Patriots, Jets.
You still have some happiness.
Yeah. Yes.
Absolutely. You have some happiness.
Yes, it's something to lean on.
Yep. How happy are you when you win and those three lost?
It's the best.
It's
the best day.
The level of happiness that people can achieve through other people's failures.
It's kind of true.
Oh, people get
it's true.
I make sure I watch all the highlights of their losses too to just see it all in totality. Yeah,
something going on like that.
Yep.
Todd Twister Kubik, he was the Celtics, I was Lakers. If it went well for my Lakers, Todd would just get himself just twisted into it. If he saw me, it would just be like a meltdown. It would just be because I couldn't wait for the combination. And then vice versa. If the Lakers lost and the Celtics won, it was horrific.
But it's all kind of good fun.
It is good fun.
It's not.
But like I said, is Nebraska, Iowa? Because the other, because I don't know, because again, it defines rivalries, right? Yeah. Ohio State, Michigan. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Texas A&M.
Texas A&M
wins and Texas loses. Oh, man.
That's the not shots, all in fun.
That's not. It's not. The shots fired across the bow.
No. Texas A&M is not all in fun.
Absolutely.
There's Bolt. Hi, Bolt.
Absolutely.
Good morning,
incredible.
Bolt. Some are, like, would you say Michigan, Ohio State? Not really all in fun.
Probably not all in fun.
But
there are people who will get happy and still like going, well, that's okay because Michigan lost.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I can live with myself.
That's legit.
I can wake up and still live with myself.
Legit.
But it is a real thing.
Real thing.
And then how many schools have it? I mean, not many. Not many schools really have that one where it's just like sometimes I get to look at it and go, okay, I'm just so happy that they lost. But here's the one that's the most, is the word polarizing? Would that be correct?
That's a good word.
Colorado, Buffaloes. Because there was a lot of people that wanted Deion to lose.
Uh-huh.
And that wasn't even their.
Well, Colorado State's real.
It is real. It is. That's
the hatred.
But there was a lot of hate. There was a lot of people wanted. There were no way were they Colorado fans. And all of a sudden, they wanted Colorado to lose. There's people across the country.
Just because of Deion.
Just because of the way he was doing things. Right, wrong, or indifferent. We all know he did very well.
Yeah.
But there was a lot of people that wanted him to fail.
I know.
Miserably.
That's not good fun.
But just interesting how you look at it. Because there's times even like that, even in standings wise, sometimes you'll be, as a coach, you'll be like, all right, we lost, but they lost and they lost. So we're still tied for the division lead.
That's fun.
So then it's kind of like you look at things in that direction. You come back to the next day of the office with some hope. Okay, still right. We didn't lose anything. We're still right where we're supposed to be. And then all of a sudden we lost and someone just won. That means they tied us up or whatever it is. Then it gets heated. Anything in the text line, Jake?
Yeah, one of the more intense ones in the NFL, Bears-Packers. A lot of hatred there.
Yes, there's a lot of hatred.
Yeah. A lot of hatred, Bears-Packers. The Texas Casanova says, as a Husker fan in Texas, I hear after every loss, you should have stayed in the Big 12, but you all chickened out, scared of Texas, no matter the loss.
Here's some things.
All chickened out. Interesting.
Or also just to quadruple the pay grade. Yep. Remember that conversation a while back?
We moved into another neighborhood that's much nicer.
When somebody said like that, we need to get back to the Big 12. No, no, no. They just keep getting Big 12 and ACC getting less and less relevant at all times.
It came up a little bit during the Frost year, right around, I think it was around COVID time. It bubbled up a little bit. The rumors bubbled up, but no.
The OG
wouldn't be a good move.
OG CJ says, for Nebraska, Colorado, I graduated high school in Colorado, wore something Nebraska every single day. Luckily, I graduated in 2000 and didn't have to endure a loss when I was there.
That'd be a good day for you.
It's
just funny how you can get, and also it's kind of a weird thing. You can have the people have a lot of happiness off of someone else failing.
That's true rivalry.
I mean, that's the true rivalry. I can't stand them.
Right.
I can't take it.
Yeah. On this note, Carrie says on YouTube, I always cheer for two teams, Nebraska and whoever Colorado is playing that week.
So
it's true hatred.
It's true. Like that when you're watching for scores, like I want to see that score. I want to see that. And they win something like in triple overtime or came back. You're just like, it hurts you. It does. It's not like, no big whoop. It's like, no, it hurt me. Or you go to bed upset.
I hate to say it, but I'm the closest thing I've ever been to, and it's still there. I don't mind seeing Chiefs lose. When Chiefs lose, I kind of like it. It's just residual Raiders fans, you know, and I don't like the Chiefs. You know that.
Jim says on the text line, could you imagine being an Auburn fan having to watch Alabama continue to win and dominate years?
Yeah.
It would not be good.
That's your direct rival. That's your in-state direct rival.
And there's some ugliness there.
That's painful. Yeah.
And there is no one at Auburn goes, guys, it's just Alabama. It's like, no, we're Auburn, fix it.
Yep.
I mean, there is zero of this, of all those things.
I wish I had that. You don't really have that, do you, Jake? Totally with the Dolphins. You know, like, it doesn't affect your day too much.
Well, the Dolphins have been so bad forever. It's hard to even have that because they've never been to the highest stage.
God, it would be fun to be.
But I don't like
Ohio.
The Bills.
It'd be fun to be Ohio State, Michigan fan. That'd be fun.
It was the Patriots. It was the Patriots for a long time.
Yeah,
and now they've kind of fallen off, which is pleasant to see.
I can remember early in the show.
You're
animus towards the Patriots.
Yeah,
you got animus.
But they have fallen. They've fallen off, which is nice to see.
Like you said, some people you wake up and you're like, okay, we have two teams to follow. Really, it's like my team. And I want that team to lose, whoever they're playing. Yep. And it might be a couple.
It'd be kind of nice.
It'd be kind of fun. It's like, okay,
it would be. It'd be fun.
Let's follow this thing, you know, like that. I mean, I followed that. I guess that was more of a rooting fan. But remember the game I remember watching the most now was this last year, was Michigan, Ohio State. And I'm just like, there's a chance this is going to happen. That was nuts at Ohio State. That was absolutely nuts.
It was at the shoe.
I was like,
you're just Ohio State will pull this off.
They'll win. They'll win.
They'll pull this off.
It's like going, they're not going to win.
And they didn't look good.
No, it didn't look good
at
all.
They didn't look good.
Yeah, just absolutely incredible. But yeah, anyway.
Bill, the headline once again, please.
I like that topic.
Just a fun thing to kind of throw out there. Take the loss, yet still feel boss.
That is Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Diner Contract. When we come back, hour two, Sip Talk with Dana Holgerson this weekend. We'll recap that next in early break on
the
ticket.
That was the shirt.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.